Good morning, and welcome back to your morning conversation here on KXCB Karen W. I'm Jeremy Werner. Join me this morning is music director and conductor of the St. Joseph Symphony, Christopher Keltz. Chris, it seems, I mean, at least for me, it just seems like yesterday, I mean, we were discussing you joining the symphony as conductor, and, you know, today we're going into the finale of the 2021-22 season. The final show for the season that is coming up tomorrow is called Beethoven's Finale, specifically the piece called Symphony No. 5 in C Minor. Go ahead and tell us a little bit about this piece and what makes it kind of a good finale for the season.
Well, all of Beethoven's music, I can put into my own opinion, is it's all musical drama. But what's pertinent about this fifth symphony is it begins in a very struggle kind of way. It's in a minor key. It's very forceful. Some historians have said it's like fate knocking on the door. And then by the time you get to the final movement of this four-movement symphony, you find yourself in C major, and it's the equivalent of a musical touchdown.
So personally, what is it about this piece that resonates with you?
Well, I chose this piece because, you know, coming off of a pandemic year, the 2021-22 concert season was still going to be dicey. We don't know the future, and we certainly didn't know with the Delta variant and the Omicron variant and all sorts of other social issues going on, you know, what this season was going to look like. And so we had to choose music that would potentially reflect kind of the goals of the concert season. And so for me, when I think of, you know, a composer that writes a struggle with a massive triumph ending, you have to choose Beethoven.
All right, so, you know, in the grand scheme of things, you've just started in your role, so I don't want to assume that this is motif, but it sticks out to me because your last performance was tweaked a bit in the light of the Russian invasion of Ukraine, and now you're saying this piece is kind of in light of the pandemic, and so...
Yeah, I see where you might be going. You know, with the last concert, with the invasion of Ukraine, we had to examine the narrative. And Jeremy, I'm going through a dead spot, so I'm going to stay on the line. If you lose me, I can re-say whatever you want. I kind of predicted, not predicted, that's not the right word. I guess the way I want to say this is I was hoping that this Fifth Symphony of Beethoven would reflect a time that the arts were starting to reemerge fully from a pandemic. I think that's probably fair to say. When I programmed this, full disclosure, I was trying to be a fortune teller. And, I mean, right now it seems like a lot of arts organizations are being able to open up. And this kind of reflects that.
All right, well, that does make sense, you know, because based on my research, which for everybody at home is just me typing it into Google, I see that this piece is referred to as a victory symphony. Is that the vibe you get as well from this?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, everyone's narrative is going to be a little different, of course, but you know, Beethoven himself was going through a very tough time. In his life, this would have been in the early 1800s, you know, deafness started to settle in. He was experiencing the symptoms of hearing loss. And Beethoven had fallen into a giant depression. And this symphony reflects the sadness and the anger and the depression on the front end of it. And then Beethoven basically says to the world, I've decided that the world cannot live without me. I'm going to keep going. And, you know, that's kind of how the ending of this symphony works.
So this next question kind of randomly occurred to me, but Beethoven and his works are kind of generally put on a pedestal in terms of classical music masterpieces. And from when I was researching this piece, it's been used in quite a generous amount of pop culture. Saturday Night Fever, for instance, is one that sticks out. So I guess what I'm saying is, what is your favorite use of this piece in pop culture, whether it's movies, TV, or contemporary bands that are utilizing it?
Oh, that is hard to say. I'm trying to imagine where else I've heard this. Well, I mean, the opening motif that we all hear, the four note motive, I mean, that has been used to sort of signify something ominous, you know, whether that has shown up in a movie or, you know, whether that movie has been a comedy or a satire, whatever the case may be. It's interesting. People who don't know anything or don't feel as comfortable around classical music, if you played them the opening measures of this symphony, whether they know who the composer is or know anything about Beethoven or know anything about the key of C minor, it doesn't matter. People are automatically drawn to some kind of memory of this piece that's very individualized. My car mechanic referred to this piece as, that's the song by the guy who couldn't hear. I mean, who taught him that? You know, he didn't have to go to a six-year institution to figure that out. You know, it's just something about that music that connects, and I think that's why pop culture takes advantage of it, because that's it's trying to connect with whatever the moment needs to be seized.
We're talking with music director and conductor of the St. Joseph Symphony, Christopher Keltz. He will be leading the symphony with Beethoven's finale this weekend. You know, one of the aspects to this show that we haven't talked about yet is that you'll be having guest pianist Minju Choi Witty, who will be performing the Piano Concerto No. 4 in G Major. Tell us a little bit about her, as well as what it'll be like working with her.
So I've worked with Minju before. She was my colleague at Missouri State University for a handful of years before she moved back to Indianapolis. I've worked with many talented pianists before, but there's something very special about her in the sense that the way that she touches and manipulates and interprets the music at the piano, her ability to create different colors of sound is really quite special. She's one of the most honest musicians I've ever worked with, as far as, you know, she's open to all sorts of ideas. She has her own ideas. And this piece is the complete opposite of his Fifth Symphony. The Fourth Piano Concerto of Beethoven is actually rather intimate in nature. And it's much more on the nose in terms of happy music, with the exception of the second movement, which is a kind of a dramatic conversation between orchestra and piano. But the Fourth Piano Concerto is not as played as often, and it's a bizarre piece of music, where all concertos of this time period were started by the orchestra in performance. The orchestra begins, then the soloist plays. This is the complete opposite. Beethoven lets the soloist start the concerto, and then the orchestra answers. And it's also worth noting that at its premiere, it was an absolute disaster. Beethoven played the premiere of this concerto with orchestra, and there were candles being knocked over. I think he accidentally punched a page boy in the mouth who was trying to turn his pages. It was a whole mess. And after that performance, Beethoven never appeared in public as a soloist for his own works ever again.
And who picked this piece?
I told Minju that I wanted to program the Fifth Symphony of Beethoven. And I asked her, I said, if you were going to play a concerto to pair this, what would you choose? And she said, I've always wanted to perform the fourth piano concerto with Symphony No. 5, and that makes total sense because Symphony No. 5 also had its premiere on the same concert. So the fourth piano concerto and the fifth symphony premiered on the same concert during the time of Beethoven.
You mentioned her playing style and what she brings to the table in terms of a symphony. Listening to you describe that, I'm kind of curious from a layman's viewpoint, such as myself, because I'm not musically talented. I mean, I enjoy music, but I have no talent in performing instruments. And when it comes to classical music, I'm really illiterate. So you and I view people playing very differently, most likely. And my question is, what is it that you pick up on when you see someone performing a piece, you know, like classical music, that isn't technically that person's piece and can technically be played by anyone who has the notes and skills? Like, what is it in your brain that kind of, like, starts firing when someone starts playing? Like, what is it that, you know, turns the light bulb on in there? What is it that says, I'm more talented and creative than the others attempting this piece?
You know, that's number one, that's a really excellent question. And that's a really difficult question to answer because I think it has a few subjective answers to it. But for me, I think it's the thoughtfulness in which a soloist approaches a piece of music. Yes, there's going to be flashy moments and fast moments, and those are exciting. But for me, the real special moment is how a pianist might treat a musical phrase, or how she might take Beethoven's small motifs in the first movement and interpret them in a different style that maybe I had not heard before in a traditional performance. It's not like she's reinventing the piece, but she's trying to find, and all artists do this, you know, we're trying to find a way to interpret the notes through our playing, and orchestras do this through a conductor's interpretive style. And I suppose that's the best answer I can give to that question, which is why I think everybody may have a different reaction to what they're hearing. Some of them may find it earth-shattering. Some of them may not find it earth-shattering at all. But I think what they will understand is how world-class she is when she sits down and plays, because it's so effortless and it's thoughtful and it's in pursuit of the highest artistic quality that she can bring to the table.
All right, Christopher, thank you for joining me this morning and good luck this weekend. Once again, that was Christopher Keltz. He is the music director and conductor of the St. Joseph Symphony. He will be leading the way for the symphony's final show tomorrow night called Beethoven's Finale. The piece they'll be performing is Symphony No. 5 in C minor. He will also be joined on stage with guest pianist Minju Choi-Witty. Tickets are still available at stjosephsymphony.org. The performance begins at 7:30 p.m. tomorrow night with a pre-curtain talk at 7 p.m. I'm Jeremy Warner, and this has been your morning conversation right here on KXCV KRNW.